Welcome to Audio Notes. I'm Patrick Castillo, Artistic Administrator for Music at Menlo, and I have the pleasure of introducing you to this season's Carte Blanche Concerts. The Carte Blanche Concerts are Music at Menlo's signature series of artist-curated programs, featuring some of classical music's finest recitalists and chamber musicians, and spotlighting their musical specialties and curatorial interests. This summer, we have a spectacular series of five Carte Blanche Concerts to complement the season's theme, From Bach. On Saturday, July 20, percussionists Ian Rosenbaum, Ayano Kataoka, and Chris Froh present Percussion Complexities, a bold program of music for percussion, beginning with Bach transcriptions and extending to the 20th and early 21st centuries, where music for percussion has become an increasingly vital and vibrant dimension of the classical music landscape. On Sunday, July 21, violinist Suvin Kim makes his Music at Menlo debut with an epic double recital program of music for solo violin, pairing the chestnuts of the literature, Bach, Paganini, Isai, with their modern counterparts, music by Bartok, John Harbison, Jörg Widmann, and others. On Sunday, July 28 and Sunday, August 4, two longtime festival favorites, cellists Colin Carr and Lawrence Lesser, offer cello evolutions, a pair of programs complementing one another, and featuring the Bach suites for solo cello alongside a selection of works representing the rich tradition of solo cello music that emerged from those iconic suites. And also on Sunday, July 28th, violinist Georgia Flizanis leads Into the Light, a multidimensional chamber music program highlighting the transcendent quality of Bach's secular and spiritual music. The program begins with Johann Sebastian Bach's Violin Concerto in E major. Bach composed the concerto in the early 1720s, while happily employed at the court of Anhalt-Köthen. Bach was deeply spiritual, a devout Lutheran, and following his post in Köthen, would spend the rest of his career in service of the church. As music director of Leipzig's Thomaskirche and Nikolaikirche, Bach penned his greatest sacred works, including the church cantatas, passions, and Mass in B minor. But prior to his liturgical duties in Leipzig, given the context of Bach's spirituality, the exuberance of even a secular work, such as the E major concerto, can be heard as an expression of praise and profound spiritual joy. Bach's early biographer, Johann Nikolaus Forkel, described the E major concerto as, quote, full of an unconquerable joy of life that sings in the triumph of the first and last movements, end quote. It's known that when Bach first discovered Antonio Vivaldi's landmark Opus 3 collection of violin concertos, the seminal volume known as L'estro armonico, he was spellbound by the demonstrative, no-holds-barred virtuosity of its instrumental writing. The extroverted character of his own E major violin concerto reflects the impact that Vivaldi's music had on Bach's language. The program continues with Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's String Quintet in G minor, Kürschel 516, composed in 1787. The G minor quintet is a moody piece, casting the joyful expression of Bach's E major violin concerto in stark relief. It's music of great psychic complexity, foreshadowing the deeply felt romantic language of such works as Mozart's famous G minor symphony. Similarly to that work, this G minor quintet demonstrates the classical technical perfection that we expect from Mozart, but likewise infused with the dramatic audacity that we associate with Beethoven and the Romantic generation. The quintet's second movement is a minuet, an aristocratic French dance in triple meter. This minuet, however, represents a stark departure from the typically elegant, well-mannered classical minuet, relaying instead a more sinister character. Mozart follows the minuet with a slow movement of heart-stopping beauty. The finale begins with a profound adagio introduction. The music turns brighter for the movement's main allegro section. Yet this music's sunnier demeanor is somehow inescapably marked by the depth of despair that came before. Following the Mozart, Giorgio is joined by pianist Gloria Chen for Olivier Messiaen's Theme and Variations for Violin and Piano, a deeply felt piece of music centered on a plaintive melody ecstatically transfigured over the course of 5 variations. And after the Messiaen, the second half of the program is given over to 2 vocal masterworks of the Baroque period, Georg Friedrich Handel's Eternal Source of Light Divine and J.S. Bach's Jauchzet Gott in Allen Landen. In addition to an ensemble of festival favorites led by Georgia Flizanis, these 2 works mark the Music at Menlo debut of acclaimed soprano Elizabeth Futrell. Handel composed his Ode for the Birthday of Queen Anne in 1713 on his second visit to England, where he would eventually settle for the remainder of his career. The work is popularly known as Eternal Source of Light Divine, after the text of its first movement, which appears on this summer's fourth Carte Blanche concert. Handel sets a text by the English poet Ambrose Phillips. Eternal source of light divine, with double warmth thy beams display, and with distinguished glory shine to add a luster to this day. The ode's magisterial first movement is scored for soprano, trumpet, strings, and continuo, befitting the radiant splendor conveyed by the text. Completing the program's journey from the darkness of such a work as Mozart's G minor viola quintet into the light, Carte Blanche Concert 4 concludes with J.S. Bach's Cantata No. 51, Jauchzet Gott in allen Landen. Scored, like Handel's Eternal Source of Light Divine, for soprano, trumpet, strings, and continuo, Jauchzet Gott represents one of Bach's most luminous and one of his most popular sacred works. Bach composed the cantata for the 15th Sunday after Trinity in the liturgical calendar, while employed at Leipzig, where he produced most of his sacred music. The text, which may have been penned by Bach himself, is a joyful expression of religious praise. Exult in God in every land. Whatever creatures are contained by heaven and earth must raise up this praise. And now we shall likewise bring an offering to our God, since he has stood with us at all times during suffering and necessity. Bach's music, combining the trumpet's timbre with an ecstatically florid soprano melody, suits the exuberant spirit of the text. Following a poignant recitative comes an exquisitely heartfelt aria, Höchste mache deine Güte. Highest, renew your goodness, every morning from now on. Thus, before this fatherly love, a thankful conscience shall display through a virtuous life that we are called your children. The humility and prayerful character of the text is expressed by the music's modest sonority. Bach foregoes the brilliance of the trumpet and the richness of the strings, scoring the aria for soprano with just continual accompaniment. The finale returns to the blithe character of the cantata's opening to offer Lob und Preis mit Ehren, glory and praise with honor be to God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Above a spirited violin duet, the soprano offers a simple chorale melody. The cantata concludes with a sprightly Alleluia, combining vocal acrobatics with virtuosic trumpet writing above an effervescent accompaniment in the strings, all befitting the music's aim to capture the transcendent. Audio notes are authored and produced by Patrick Castillo and narrated by David Finkel, Patrick Castillo, and Wu Han. Additional narration is provided by Andrew Goldstein. Additional mastering is provided by Dahong Situ. Musical excerpts on this disc appear courtesy of the following artists and organizations. Alejandro Vignal's Book of Grooves appears courtesy of the composer. Toru Takamitsu's Rain Tree is performed by the Smoke and Mirrors Percussion Ensemble and appears courtesy of Yarlung Records. The first movement of Steve Reich's Drumming, performed by Russ Hartenberger, Bob Becker, and James Price. Heinrich Ignaz von Bieber's Passacaglia, performed by Reinhard Gebel. J.S. Bach's Solo Violin Sonata No. 3 in C Major, performed by Nathan Milstein. Eugenie Zeiss Sonata No. 6, performed by David Oistrakh. Bela Bartok's Sonata for Solo Violin, performed by Victoria Mulova. And Paul Hindemith's Sonata for Solo Cello, performed by Matt Heimowitz, appear courtesy of Deutsche Grammophon. Esa-Pekka Salonen's Lachen Verlernt, performed by Jennifer Koh, appears courtesy of Sedil Records. Sultan Kodai's Opus 8 Sonata for Solo Cello, performed by Natalie Klein, appears courtesy of Hyperion Records. J.S. Bach's Cello Suites are performed by and appear courtesy of Christopher Costanza. J.S. Bach's Violin Concerto in E Major, performed by Ida Kavafian, Jessica Lee, Amy Lee, Mark Holloway, and Andreas Brantelid. And Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's String Quintet in G Minor, performed by the Orion String Quartet and Michael Tree, appear courtesy of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. Georg Friedrich Handel's Eternal Source of Light Divine is performed by and appears courtesy of Apollo's Fire. J.S. Bach's Jauchzet Gott in Allen Landen is performed by Emma Kirkby and the English Baroque Soloists, conducted by John Elliott Gardner, and appears courtesy of Decca Records. Audio Notes is a copyrighted production of Artist Led.